right, we've been hearing the good news about the easing conditions in many of the bushfire areas. Let's find out more about the weather ahead, because there are some tougher conditions predicted. For an update, I'm joined by Dean Scarbossa. He's a senior meteorologist at the Bureau of Meteorology. Dean, welcome to breakfast.
G'day, Tom. Thanks for having me.
There's been rain over the past parts of the southeast of the country this morning. How much have we actually seen fall?
Yeah, so that cloud band that's extending across currently northwest Victoria into central Victoria and even parts of western New South Wales has generated rainfall totals generally less than 5 millimetres, but we are seeing some higher falls, 5 to 10 millimetres in parts, but particularly over the central and central district of Victoria and western south Gippsland, rainfall totals nudging 20 millimetres or so, which is bringing some much needed rainfall to some of these dry areas.
Yeah, so there's the good news. Tell us the bad news.
So, well, further good news is that, yeah, we are seeing the onshore flow over East Gippsland and the fire sites of the southern coast of New South Wales, and that is expected to persist for much of the week, and will bring more rainfall in the form of showers beyond this cloud band. Now, later on in the week, we are expected to see yet another surge of high temperatures and increasing winds, starting off in South Australia on the Thursday, where we'll see temperatures in the high 30s to low to mid 40s inland, and then that heat moving over the fire sites of eastern Victoria and the southern half of New South Wales on the Friday. Temperatures over the fire sites expected to be in the mid to high 30s, maybe nudging the 40s, but inland New South Wales expected to reach into the mid 40s once again. Another squally wind change is expected again Friday afternoon and evening over those fire sites, bringing quite strong winds and possible dangerous fire conditions to the ground. But unlike the last change we saw, we are expecting to see rainfall immediately following this change.
Are there any signs of serious rain on the horizon?
Other than the rainfall we are expected to see today over the fire sites, which will generally be between 5 and 10 millimetres, maybe up to 20 millimetres, the next chance we will see is following this change on the Friday into the Saturday. There's a little bit of variability at the moment, so can't be too sure on rainfall figures, but a conservative estimate would be around about a similar 5 to 10 millimetres, maybe up to 20 millimetres or so then. But we really do need quite significant rainfall to dampen these fires of the order of 50 millimetres or so, which doesn't look forthcoming over the short term.
What about the medium term?
Yeah, look, we are seeing conditions changing a little bit. We have increasing moisture over the tropics, and also we are seeing more fronts traversing the south of the state. So these fronts could tap into that moisture from the northwest Australia and increase the chances of rainfall with these cold fronts. So there is some chance, and many people have their fingers crossed that we may see some rainfall over the next month or so over the fire side.
Well, I think there's a whole nation of people crossing their fingers, hoping for significant rainfall. Dean, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
That's Dean Scarbossa, who's a senior meteorologist at the Bureau of Meteorology.